B-Pod Studios.
So
Bertrand. This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Giants only rushing three, all sorts of time. Touchdown, Tampa Bay, Mike Evans.
All right, happy Tuesday. Zolak and Bertrand from the Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. We got Jones with us today. The Vulture has landed.
Yeah, I heard you guys were disappointed about this revelation
very much
yesterday.
So. Very much.
Oh, Ted, he's so great. Oh, Ted.
He is.
Ted. He did Ted this, Ted that. Oh, we're stuck with Jones tomorrow. Oh, everybody. Oh, it's gonna be so miserable. We're stuck with Jones. Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, all true.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what you know? I noticed when I walked in.
I resemble
in here,
those comments you just made.
It's a lot colder with Jones in here. It was hot yesterday.
It was very warm in here.
Mm. Jones brings death with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Icy cold Jones walking through the
Ted's
door.
Ted's radiating all that heat after his morning pump. That makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine popping a zit if you're Ted? Like that, the stuff that must come out of that thing.
You know what?
All the tension.
I've never imagined that before, but now
I'm going to give it some thought. All right, then. All right, so Adam Jones in for Hardy today, and we roll on.
Where do you get your hair cut, Jones?
Keep doing the damn
all
thing.
Coiffed.
No, I haven't gotten it cut in a while.
No, actually. You look like that dude that plays the new Vader in the Star Wars.
The Kylo Ren guy.
The Force is strong.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's
a
compliment.
You look like him, man.
It doesn't feel like a compliment,
no,
but I'll take it.
You look like him. You got look going.
Jones, are you a believer in the Patriots now?
Yeah, you know what? I'm done fighting it. I've been fighting it all year. I'm done fighting it.
Wow.
Patriots had a good weekend. You know, the whole rest of the league.
No, there's a catch here. So there has to be a catch.
The whole rest of the league stinks.
There has to be a catch.
Everybody else is a bunch of morons.
No, you just can't say that.
Patriots are smart. The Patriots are good. I'm even willing to say that Mac Jones is like Tom Brady in 2001. It's 2001 all over again. Like, I'm ready to pop on Moulin Rouge. I'm ready to turn some Shaggy on the radio and go back to 2001 because they are the Patriots from 2001 all over again. But I forget. What did the Patriots do in 2001? Did they like make the playoffs and then lose and we all said, oh, they're ahead of schedule, or did they actually close the deal? Did they actually finish things off?
Here's
they
the
finish
catch.
It off.
Here it is. And now I see the hook.
So they won. So
now
they won,
I know where
they
we're
won
going.
The whole thing in 2001?
Yeah, Jones. You know what the record was? It won the last seven.
Okay, good. Okay, so this is 2001. Yeah, exactly. Crank up that Christina and Maya and whoever else is in this. Like, they should win, right? So don't F it up, Patriots. That's what I would say. All right, fine, it's 2001, and all right, fine, the whole rest of the AFC is a bunch of stupid idiots, and all right, fine, you're good, and you have the young quarterback, and Mac Jones is Tom Brady. Don't screw it up.
Lil' Kim.
It's right there. Thank you, Lil' Kim. It's right
pink.
There for the taking.
She was
I should have got pink.
Christina Aguilera, Lil'
what?
Kim.
They all came together for what?
Xtina stole the show, obviously.
For Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. Moulin Rouge. What do you
Moulin
mean?
Moulin Rouge
for
movie.
What were you just playing?
I remember the song, but I don't remember them all coming together for it.
Are you sure this was 2001, though?
This feels like 2010.
I think it was 2002.
Ooh. Maybe I got that intel last night.
Maybe it have just been right after the Super Bowl and the aftermath of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, whatever. Go with it.
Right.
About that time. So don't F it up, Patriots. It's all there for the taking. You're in first place in your division. The AFC is wide open. Everybody else is stupid. Everybody else sucks. You have a young Tom Brady at quarterback. Don't screw it up. 2001 Patriots didn't screw it up. Don't screw it up.
Don't mess this up, Jones. Don't mess this up for everybody.
What you're saying is, okay.
What am I messing up?
I don't know. You're putting a kibbutz on him.
No, I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing.
Patriots fans are telling me it's 2001, so they didn't lose in 2001, did they? They won the whole thing. So, okay, fine.
We don't get a lot of 2001 calls.
You're telling me it's 2001. Okay, fine. It's 2001, so go win.
We pumped the brakes on the 2001 stuff. We've done that here. We don't come up short.
I wouldn't recommend coming up short. That's what I would say. There's new stakes. The stakes have been adjusted. It's like the Red Sox last year. We had to adjust the stakes midseason. Don't tell me if they make the playoffs and lose, oh, well, you know, we're ahead of schedule with a young quarterback.
It was 2001. Good job, Jones.
The stakes have been raised for this team.
That's what I've been researching over here. So when that song came out, you were right.
2001.
It was dominating the charts in 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I know what you're doing here.
What
you're doing is you're setting up for the you were all wrong to Patriots fans.
No.
That's what you're doing. It's okay. It's fair to do.
I was wrong in the offseason. I didn't think they were a playoff team. I didn't think they'd be this good.
Well, you were right about Mac Jones.
So I am wrong.
Take your victory lap on that one.
I've bent the knee. I am wrong. Let's all raise the stakes now. Let's all agree.
Do the Patriots homers give you credit for your Mac Jones take from the very beginning?
No.
From the day he was drafted?
No. I just said he was going to win the job. I never was like, he's awesome. I just said he was going to beat Cam, but that was really just an anti-Cam.
That's not that hard.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean that's not that hard?
Well, I mean, if you're giving a fair shot.
I was doing shows with you all summer where you're like, well, I think Cam's going to start week one. Well, he was cut, so he didn't start week one. Mac Jones started week one.
Yeah, but they kept putting him number one.
No, Jones was adamant that there was no shot Cam was going to be the starter and Mac Jones would be the starter.
Yeah, that's amazing. We spent months discussing that,
and there was no one as strong in his belief that Mac Jones would start other than you. So you got that one right. Yeah. But I see what's happening here, and that is the praise and the love and the everything that's being discussed with the Patriots right now is about how good they are and how they're just like 2001. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on. Not everywhere, but in some pockets. I'm sure you've heard from some of those people that feel that about this team. Do you think they're going to win the Super Bowl, though?
I do not.
I do not either. I do not predict the Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
I think the NFC is top heavy.
Why do you guys hate the Patriots?
I don't hate them. Stop it, Jones.
I don't get why you guys hate them.
And Jones knows
that
this
seems
too.
I thought it was cold in here. I thought I brought death with me. Why are you guys being so negative?
So Jones knows they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Don't twist it.
He knows they're not going to win the Super Bowl. And then he is going to come back and throw it in Patriots fans' faces that you guys said this was 0-1 and you were wrong. I'm not saying it's not fair. I just know what you're setting up here.
Well, just
it's very sly.
They need to win it more than ever.
No. I agree with you now. It's 2001, Patriots fans. I agree.
That doesn't feel genuine to me, Jones.
Genuine. So 2001, they won. So you
Scouts
should
win. Honor.
So genuine. You should win, right? That's ipso facto. You should win.
I believe.
I think they are going to win. I now think they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's what I think.
I got a little info.
You guys are the haters. Don't look at me over here.
So then you will be wrong at the end, too.
Yeah, if they come up short, sure, I'll be wrong. Shucks.
Sneaky, tough ticket this weekend. Low info on the inside.
Here we
go.
Is that right?
Sneaky, tough.
Is that right? Two teams that are right now leading their divisions
holidays.
In the AFC and have an AFC matchup.
Everybody's
at,
home
the end, at the end of November on a Thanksgiving weekend, and we're talking about potential 1-2-3 seeds shifting this weekend. That's a tough ticket.
People are dying.
Hasn't sold out in 20 years.
I'm very surprised.
People are dying to see the Titans without A.J. Brown.
When was the last time the Patriots didn't sell out a game?
Exactly.
Was it 93 or 94? I think it's 93. Maybe wrong on that. We'll have to check the math. It's a long, long sellout streak.
Sneaky long time.
Sneaky long sellout streak.
What was the number one song in 93? That's what I want to know.
That's so. He'll tell you.
Oh, God.
He was driving around rocking out to John Cicada.
Spin Doctors?
Ooh, it might have been
Two Princes?
Yeah, picture yourself in your best Zubaz and try to remember.
Blind Melon?
Yeah.
All I can say is that my life is pretty tame. That's Blind Melon, right?
That is Blind Melon. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Of that, maybe Guns N' Roses, maybe GNR, Use Your Illusion. When did that come out?
Oh, was this number one?
Oh, Whitney.
Oh, The Bodyguard.
This song was number one.
I can't tell you how many times.
It's true. Every time I hear this, I think of an empty Foxborough.
Every time I watch this, I can't stop watching.
It wasn't
The Bodyguard.
Empty. I just don't know that it was a sellout.
Sneaky good movie.
Bodyguard.
Yeah. Huh. Like a lot of people hate on Kevin Costner. Like, is there a bad movie he's in? Not really.
Yeah, well, Draft Day.
Yeah, Field of Dreams.
Draft Day's awesome.
Draft Day.
Field of Dreams. Draft Day's great.
Field of Dreams is overrated.
Field of Dreams is terrible.
Yeah, there you go. There's a couple bad movies. Yeah.
The Salad Streak does date back to 94. That's when it was. So you just go back to 93 for the last time there was a not-so-sneaky tough ticket. All right. So let's talk more about the Patriots then. Now that Jones is a big believer and believes they're going to win the Super Bowl.
You guys are the ones who hate him.
Oh, jeez.
It's unbelievable.
Last night, Tom Brady was on Monday Night Football as his Buccaneers hosted the Giants. We'll talk about that and
can't
talk
get
about
enough football.
Which of those teams you trust more, Jones? And do you believe those two teams will meet in that Super Bowl believe the Patriots will win? We'll get to that. And we've got Jones for you to yell at here today at 617-779-0985. We'll do that throughout the course of the day, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
But look at that. Two games against the Panthers and the Jets. They got the Jets. So this is not the most difficult closing schedule for the Bucks. You're being kind.
Bruce Arians won't call his team very dumb tonight. They look pretty smart. Just the one turnover. Played some defense. Totally shut down the Giants offense. Snapped that two-game losing streak. And the Buccaneers come away with a 30-10 victory.
Buccaneers now 7-3 after that win last night over the Giants. Wasn't much of a game. It was tied up early 10-10. But
did you take Mac Jones or Daniel Jones right
even
now?
At that point, Mac Jones.
Oh, my God, is Jones bad. Daniel Jones. Like, that's their guy now, too. Like, when you talk about these quarterbacks, like, you know, the Baker Mayfields
of the
world. I don't
know, man. They have little to no semblance of an offense.
I understand
that,
but
he's good, but
I just don't know. You know, talking to some of their guys around him, like, there's a lot of ifs there. There's a lot of ifs there with that guy that they moved up to go get. Like, he's top 10 guy. He's a top 10 guy that they tied their wagons to. I thought there was a stat, something since like 2016. Giants haven't been over 500 for over 5-6 years.
Like late in the year?
No, just over 500 at the end of the year.
They didn't start 1-0 or like 2-1 one year?
No, I'm saying at the end of the year.
They've been sub
500 for over 6 years.
Their final.
And that's an organization, a team. You look at, the Maras, you have quality people that they always hire. Like, they're stuck in a rut. That Giant organization is stuck in a rut. That's a good gig for somebody that could get it, because I don't think it's going to work with Judge.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Knew that day one he got hired.
Yeah.
It's weird. The Belichick family, or coaching tree rather, family tree, coaching tree has been so successful.
It sucks. The coaching tree stinks. Who cares?
Huh.
You care about that, Jones?
Yeah, kind of.
I know.
I don't get why people, I care about it from this standpoint, not for Bill and like his legacy. I care about it. Why do people keep hiring for
why
that
do people
tree?
Put Vrabel in it? Like, Vrabel didn't coach under him. That's
Vrabel.
The one that bugs me.
Like, I put Vrabel in it.
You do?
Yeah. See, I would say that Bill Belichick as a coach coaches players, not other coaches. Right? I mean, you can work with Bill Belichick.
This is not a knock on Bill. I don't care about the coaching. In fact, I think the crappy coaching tree enhances Bill's legacy.
Well,
in
some weird way, I think Vrabel is more of a testament to Bill than any of his other guys because he was a player.
Vrabel
and learned under Bill. Learned, you know, things about being coached by someone.
How players,
he's spent more time under Belichick than any other coach. Who would he be under for a coaching tree?
Yeah, you really wouldn't. I mean, he's not
Urban Meyer. No,
he's, no, I wouldn't say
he's
that.
The Belichick coaching tree.
Billy O'Brien. I mean, I don't. He became coordinator under Billy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, no, the coaching tree stinks. I would stop hiring the new guys out of that coaching tree.
Yeah, that would include here, right? Whenever Bill's the done, that would include here.
The one guy that I think is going to get another shot and deserves another shot is McDaniels. Mm. McDaniels?
He'll probably get another shot. Maybe
he's going to get one.
Like, but I wouldn't want to hire him. I wouldn't want to hire anybody from Bill's coaching
tree. Things
fell
apart quickly in Denver, and he obviously had a taping thing of his own there, right? Which was sort of the end of the road there. But he wasn't a complete disaster in Denver. At times, he was coaching well. And to me, that's a guy who should get a second look. But why was Joe Judge deserving of a head coaching job in the NFL?
Impressive interview.
Like,
name drop Saban and Bill. I don't know what else he did. Yeah,
that's the big one, too, because it almost looks like Bill gift wrapped him to the Giants. You know, Josh didn't get a chance to go talk to them, too, there. So I don't... you know, when this is all said and done, is Josh pissed about that? I don't know. You know, it seems like they're fine.
Yeah.
But, like, they prevented him from talking to the Giants, and, like, they allowed Judge to, and Judge became the head coach there.
Jones, we're going to see the Bucs in the Super Bowl again.
Who's we? Meaning
all of us.
The national media or the Patriots?
No, we as in humans on Earth.
I don't know.
Good question.
I've been skeptical the whole year about the Bucs because the Super Bowl hangover thing is real. And I don't know. Does like Bruce Arians feel like the guy who's going to keep it buttoned down and keep them on task? Maybe Brady can. Maybe Brady's the great outlier. He's been back to Super Bowls, you know, three consecutive from whatever it was, 16 to 18. But he hasn't won back-to-back since 03-04. He was the last quarterback to do it. Like, no, I would wager against them getting back there because there's too many things working against, you know, a defending Super Bowl champ.
We talked about this last week. We did on our show about the absence of Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski.
Now, well, Rob Gronkowski is the one to focus on today.
Because Rob Gronkowski means so much to that quarterback. And for to him to have, so you know, that blanket, that binky, whatever you want to call it, just the confidence going into a game.
I don't trust them. I don't trust the Bucs. I don't trust the Bucs to be there because of the importance of Rob Gronkowski to that offense. Are we talking about the availability of Rob Gronkowski, that their success on offense hinges on his availability and health down the stretch?
It's one big hit.
He just came back. And last night you saw that offense looks a lot different with him.
It's night and day.
Third and three, they throw to him for 35 yards. You're like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, and Gronk wide open, of course. So Gronk, to me, is the guy who's one of those linchpin players in that offense and one of Brady's guys and Brady's safety blanket, and he needs that.
Well, and Zoe's right, too. I mean, Brown's the same thing, but, like, he's even more of a wild card than Gronk,
yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, I think they'll be fine with Antonio Brown as a play. I think they're fine without him. Gronk, to me, is more important.
But I agree with that.
They've gone into the tank a little bit since Brown went down, and I know they were without Gronk, too, but, like, Brady, for whatever reason, likes Antonio Brown, like, you don't know if he's going to be hurt. You don't know if he's going to get sued. You don't know if he has a fake vax card. Like right. those are wild, wild circumstances.
Well, then last night you've got Mike Evans, who I don't think Brady is particularly fond of. And Mike Evans
drops the ball on the flat.
Well, he has the ball hit him off the chest for the pick, which is a joke. I mean, I know it wasn't
thanks,
a great
Mike.
Throw. The ball was a bit of a wobbler.
Yeah,
there.
But still, you're like,
bit of
thanks,
a duck,
Mike.
Bit of a duck. But
can't handle that one.
Are you kidding me? You're supposed to be an elite, you know,
all
top
world.
Five, top 10 receiver in this league, and you let that bounce off your pads and pop up in the air
which was a joke. Which made it a 10-10. Like, that's the only time the Giants had any life that made it a 10-10 game.
Right. It was gifted to them. And so I look at that and say, that would drive me crazy. And then he got dinged up at the end and was on the sideline. He, to me, is one of those guys that he may not always miss time, but he's always got something going on. Oh, it's a hamstring. Oh, it's a sore ankle. Yep. Like, they're the
always bitching about something.
So the availability of Evans is an issue. It clearly is with Gronk over the years. And Antonio Brown, there's just too many things going on. And then Vita Vea now has an injury where he, as they described it last night, was crying tears of joy when his MRI came back that he was going to be able to continue his season. And so, like, I would worry about that. You know, he's going to wear a knee brace going forward.
And they thought he was done for the year.
So, like, well, how's that go? Right? What if he takes another shot to that knee? At some point, there's just too many variables with that team. And they beat a god-awful, wretched Giants team last night. They kept calling it a get-right game, right? That's what that is. Yeah. And I get it. It was. But I don't know that there's a lot of value in improving yourself and beating the Giants right now. They're dreadful.
Well, and plus working against the NFC's stacked, right?
I mean, yeah,
the top of the NFC is very, very good. So that's working against them, too. So, no, I mean, look, I'm not saying it'd be crazy if the Bucs got to the Super Bowl, but I haven't felt that they were a Super Bowl team all year.
If they get
even,
through that
even
final
in the preseason.
Four, if they get through that Final Four, then that they deserve to be there, then they would be the favorite, obviously. But that Final Four that looks like at right
what
now
final
in,
four?
NFC,
in the NFC, you mean?
Yeah, Cowboys, Packers, Cardinals, Bucs. That's your big Final Four right now. Like, there's your conference leaders, there's your favorites in each conference. Like, well, do that compared to the AFC.
Well, if they get through that, they're definitely in the Super Bowl.
Saying they're in the Super Bowl.
I'm saying as
I'm
but your question was that would they get in and would they win it? Like,
yeah,
you get through that.
You gotta
get through
the
that,
deal.
You're
yeah,
favorite,
yeah.
You're gonna win it. Yeah. See, I think whoever comes out of the NFC is gonna win it. That's why you ask me, do you think the Patriots are gonna win the Super Bowl? And I said no. Because any of those four teams they face, I think they will lose in that game.
Yeah, and I think we're also dealing with the new system where the first overall position and the first seed is so much more important than it ever has been before.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big part of this.
Who's
getting the bye and who's playing at home conference weekend
hate
if
it.
They win one playoff game? The bye is more valuable than ever before.
Unless you're Green Bay.
Why is that?
I just think that they will lose the big game at home.
The Rodgers track record.
As much as that should be home field advantage, Lambeau, cold, snow, ice, frozen field. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think the Cowboys or the Bucks could go in there and win.
Yeah, but
Arizona,
but
I don't think they could win.
Guys, it's different this year because there's no shot of playing another team that also was on a bye. There's no shot of playing a team that's only played one game. That doesn't exist anymore. So whoever it is that is playing in that game will have guaranteed to have played two games in the 2 weeks leading up to that game. It's very different. The bye advantage.
The bye advantage this year is way
massive. Yeah. It's a very weighted bye now.
I don't like
and
it.
Weighted number one seed. I honestly think it's too much. I think it is. I think it's given a little too much to one team.
I don't like it because I think there's a handful of teams, three or four, that are fighting for that second spot and that second bye. And I remember being on teams that needed that second bye. We needed that second bye to advance.
So, again, go back to this weekend. Sneaky tough ticket because those Titans have that number one seed at the moment. And the Patriots could actually be vying for that number one seed. And I think if they get that, they're gonna have a decent chance of being in the Super Bowl.
That's 2001.
But there's a lot of work to be done between now and the end of the season.
But that needs to fall their way for them to have that shot. I'm with you on that. Like, they get the number one seed, then, yeah, they could get in this game.
I just say that number one overall seed didn't work against the Bucks last year. Like, meaning, like, who had the number one seed last year?
Green Bay.
So, like,
Bucks,
you know,
Bucks were playing wild card weekend.
No,
they had to play the Washington
that's what I'm saying.
Football team.
So it worked out for Kansas City, right? Yeah. Was Kansas City the top team in the AFC last year? So they got to the Super Bowl out of it. Didn't help them in the Super Bowl. But, you know, I don't know. I'm curious how much the bye works. It didn't work in the NFC last year.
But, like,
so I'm curious how it
works. Does Buffalo advance if that game is in Buffalo a year ago? Not this year's Buffalo team, but I'm saying, say the Bills hosted the Chiefs last year. I think maybe they would have won. Because they were playing better last year than they are this year, meaning the Bills.
Yeah.
Where Kansas City was high-flying.
Sure.
Kansas City's down this year.
I mean, again, whoever...
That goes to show you where, you know, the favorite of, you know, who wants that game. Yeah, it's big.
Whoever has the home game is big, unless it's Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And then maybe it's not so significant.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bucks' best win might be the Patriots.
Have they beaten nobody?
Well, the Cowboys on opening night, but...
Nobody counts that because it's opening night.
That is really interesting. Yeah, I also
I don't get it. Why don't we count that? I don't understand that. We don't count it for them?
Well, because it's right out of the gate. Neither team knew each other.
We almost counted as a win for the Patriots, and they lost. We don't count the Bucks win over them?
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah. Yep.
I count it, but I think it's a debate.
Yeah, but the Cowboy people bitch about that.
That's true.
Because we get a lot of Cowboy fans. It's like, well, this is the first game. It doesn't really count.
Their other wins do kind of suck. Falcons, Dolphins, Eagles, who are at least okay.
Ew.
Bears and Giants. Yeah, those aren't great.
Best team they've played is the Rams, and they lost that game.
That's right.
Yeah. They haven't beaten anybody. They beat up on bad teams.
Wow.
617-779-0985. Julian Edelman last night was on the Manning Cast on ESPN2 and talked about Tom Brady trying to recruit him to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. You'll hear that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Speaking of Tom Brady, the latest episode of Man in the Arena. Tom's firsthand account of each of his 10 Super Bowl seasons. That's available tomorrow on ESPN+. This week, it's a breakdown of Super Bowl 38, that season 2003. To get ESPN+, go to ESPNplus.com or download the ESPN app. And don't miss a new episode every Tuesday. I watched it today.
Yeah?
I saw the first episode. It was incredible. And we talked to Tom about it. I think he's tired of other people telling his story.
Yeah.
And in his mind, getting it wrong.
You gotta stop playing this, Timo.
Why?
You gotta stop playing this.
It's a great song.
That was Steve Levy last night on ESPN, who I like very much, by the way. I'm a Steve Levy fan. I like Steve Levy. However, that commentary on Everyone getting Brady's story wrong. Oh, Steve, shove that. Save it, dude. Give me a break. Everybody's gotten Brady's story wrong. What? They have? What? What's been wrong? What is it that Tom needs to correct that has been
But I mean, I think that's the Brady's angle. I don't think that's Levy's angle. That, like, he's saying that's Brady's angle.
Yeah, he's
like,
just, right? I'm a Zoe. He's just passing along what Brady's, he's just regurgitating what Brady's telling them in the meeting. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to regurgitate what they tell you in that meeting.
I mean, sometimes you have to have a filter and think about it. I'm not sure he did that there.
Right, he did it. That's my issue.
I think he just barfed it up on the broadcast.
Yeah, that's my issue, Jones.
Well, that's a 30-10 football game.
Steve doesn't really give you a take. He's just a play-by-play
guy. This is the broadcast that had, they didn't know they shouldn't say that Bill Belichick thinks Josh Allen stinks last year. Like, this is the same broadcast. Different broadcaster, but same broadcast.
Yeah, well, true. Yes.
I think he does.
I thought that was a little over the top. That seemed like a little much there last night. Oh, everyone's getting it wrong. Oh. Who? I'd for you or Tom Brady. Someone answer that question. Who's gotten the story wrong?
Well, I will say, who framed it to NFL Films? Like, the America's Game and all that? Like, who framed that in 2001? Who framed the narrative?
Bill
Belichick.
Bill Belichick. That is true. I'll give you that.
But I think, isn't that what Brady's saying? Like, all right, the story of 2001 has been told from Bill's angle. In 2003, it's been told from Bill's angle.
It would be different to say it has been told from a lot of perspectives. He wants to tell it from his. That I agree with, because I agree with what you just said, but the, like, everyone's gotten it wrong or has been telling some sort of lies about his career.
Fair. Maybe that's a touch far.
What lie has been told about Tom Brady's year in 2001 when the Patriots won the Super Bowl? Because last I checked, hold on, Jones, let me check the notes. Oh, everything has been positive about that. He's
usually a pretty positive ending. Yeah,
the man in the arena.
What are we talking about?
The man in the arena are going to get interesting when you get to the losses.
Okay, so agreed. Man in the arena. As I've told you many times now. So I've seen the first three episodes. They released the second one last night, so you can now get that on ESPN Plus. I think it's failing. I think Man in the Arena, as great as I believe it is, was put out at the wrong time. They put it out in the middle of the stretch run of the NFL season.
Okay, wait a minute. So when Tiger King came out, we started watching it. Like, we're blown away at the beginning of it.
That was a pandemic.
Then it kind of died out.
There was literally nothing to watch.
But like, episodes 3-4 started to die. So you're not saying that the episodes are dying.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think people are you know, it's catching on. The level of promotion of it, that they go out of their way to promote that on their NFL broadcasts and on SportsCenter and everything they've got, tells me that they've got to push this because, well, it needs to be pushed. Because we're in the middle of the stretch run of the NFL season, and last night, as a football fan, I would have rather watched Brady and the Giants for hours on end, which I did. I watched that entire game. That to me is the actual action in the game, and I'd rather watch that than turn on Man in the Arena.
He's right. I don't need a look back during the real thing.
I've got tons of football right now. I don't need more football content.
I'm Mr. Football, and I have yet to see one episode of it. I don't have time for it yet.
If they release this 2 weeks after the Super Bowl in that dead spot in the year when there is no football action, then I think they'd have something. Well, I think they had a poorly planned release on this.
I'd agree with that. I think the timing stinks. I think the platform that it's on is difficult for people. Yep. Like, if it was 2 weeks after the Super Bowl on ESPN Tuesday nights at 8, like The Last Dance, people would watch. And that would be a better way to market it. I also do agree with Zoe. The losses are more interesting. And I don't know how many people in New England are embracing Brady, period, right now. Like, I think there's a little bit of Brady fatigue in New England.
Too much Brady.
Oh, and there's also Mac now.
So I think there's some of that. Like, the team is good.
Oh, no, we have a new boyfriend.
So people now can pay attention to this team as opposed to, you know, rooting Brady on last year and watching Brady every week and longingly gazing at Brady in Tampa Bay.
You feel how the tide has turned. Have you heard Jim Murray? Have you heard Jim Murray's tone? He feels it. Like, there's a shift now.
Well, it's probably because he knows Mac Jones is Tom Brady in 2001 and they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's probably why.
You know when this should have come out?
When?
5 years from now.
Yeah, when he's retired?
Yeah.
That could have been better, too.
Yeah, what's the rush?
Yeah. But just in the short term, the time that they decided to go with it, I don't think it's the best time. There's tons of football content right now.
During the offseason.
Yeah, do it right after the season ends.
And, like, how many people want to hear about 2001 again? Like, what's new in that?
Oh, there's some new stuff.
Is there?
Oh, watch it. It's very good. Then there's plenty of new.
Maybe I'll get around to it.
There is new material.
Maybe.
That's what I came in saying. that this episode, I said the first one, it reveals things that I don't think have ever been revealed before. Mm. And there are new angles, and I don't want to spoil it, so we haven't done that.
Right.
But maybe soon enough we will.
Jones is right, though. You don't get the America's game for the losses.
Yeah, right.
Correct. That's what I'm waiting for.
And Zoe just said that. Like, you know what one I'll watch? And this is very
Minnesota.
Mean. Like, I'll watch Super Bowl 42. That one I'll watch.
Right. Would you watch a documentary on the Buffalo Bills of the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one. Four Falls of Buffalo or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean really doing a deep dive there with the guys who were most primarily involved.
Those teams were badass.
You know?
They all had fur coats like Lamborghinis,
like,
Corvettes.
Really admitting how pissed off they were. Like,
they were
really sort of, you know, bringing up some of them raw emotions all these years later if they still have them.
No, but it's like Jones, I the one in Minnesota where Brady said, I'm sitting there on the sideline looking down, I'm asking one of the teammates, like, why isn't Malcolm in the game?
Oh, yeah, well, that,
like,
sure.
Like, there's more. There's got to be more behind that. Like, that's the one I think we're like, okay.
So, Julian Edelman last night was on Manning Cast, and this sort of goes to what you're talking about. You know, there's Brady fatigue, or people here are over Brady. We're not over Julian Edelman. We still love that guy here in New England. Here's what he had to say about potentially being recruited to Tampa Bay by Brady.
Julian, obviously, you had an unbelievable career, all of it in New England with Tom Brady. Where you won 3 Super Bowls, you're a Super Bowl MVP. Did you and Tom ever talk about getting you down to Tampa and suiting up for the Bucs?
He hit me up the first day he signed there. He's like, you want to come down? And I was like, absolutely not.
You believe him?
No.
Wasn't he on the Patriots?
Hang on. Yes. So first of all,
he would have had to have been traded.
First of all, yes. Second of all, I believe that Brady wanted him, but
I believe that.
No, I'm talking about his answer.
But
do you believe his answer? Absolutely.
I don't believe it was that
quick.
No chance.
No, I don't agree with that either. No, I don't believe that. No,
I don't believe it was. No. Do you mean to tell me that them being his buddy, hey, Skip, hey, pal, you know, me the little squirrel here, and you're the big tree. What do you mean? You want me to come down here? Like how? Like when?
Well, it didn't stop him from calling Rob Gronkowski, who was under contract with the Patriots. That didn't seem to be a roadblock.
Nope.
It's a little different, right? Gronk was Gronk was retired.
Gronk had leverage.
Yeah.
They knew it. They knew it, those AFC title games, when they were doing those damn videos, the to be continued. They knew it wasn't going to be continued here, but it would be continued elsewhere. That's the one that gets you. The bad boys for life stuff. The way that was promoted and produced. Like, unfinished business. We'll be back. Yeah, but you weren't going to be back here together.
Yeah, but if Edelman were just sitting there and it was up to Edelman, if he were a free agent, I think he would have gone. I don't think it was his call. So now he has to turn around and say, well, no, I mean, I said absolutely not. He said absolutely not. Maybe he said, I don't know, Tom. He said absolutely not.
I don't believe he said absolutely not.
No chance.
I think he laughed at it, but I think.
No chance. He's like, yeah, Tom, I want to wear your skin. I'll follow you down there. Sure.
But he knew his head. He knew in his head. His knee's junk. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but he still played it here.
I just think it's
convenient. Why would he try there?
It's convenient to say it after the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
He's retired now. His legacy is intact. Absolutely not. I gave that no consideration.
Foxborough forever.
Wait, you didn't spend...
Honored in Foxborough this year.
Right. You didn't spend 5 minutes thinking about that request? Like, what?
Yeah.
Or thinking about how that would happen?
Whoa,
Tom. Thinking about what the logistics of that would be if his answer was
yes? I'm under contract, Tom. Well, what are we talking about? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely.
You better call Bill first.
Yeah.
Foxborough forever, Tom. I'm a patriot, unlike you.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what he's trying to tell you happened, which, come on. You didn't give it a little bit of thought?
I felt like his retirement here this year was kind of ruined by that, because in the back of my head, I was like, he might wind up down there.
I don't know
if I believe that.
A lot of people felt that way. People were thinking that as he retired, he could still end up in Tampa Bay at some point.
Because Gronk did it.
Right.
True.
Yeah, the retirement thing here that was done on the field was felt like they forced that because the team wasn't popular at the time. They weren't winning yet.
Yeah, what was it?
Was it
the Saints game?
They were desperate for something that
they
felt
were de- like, felt like they were
Didn't
desperate
work.
For to and it just felt
flat,
felt forced.
But that's the week it was, right? It was the Saints game.
I remember
the week before the Bucs game, right?
Yes.
That's when they did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, homecoming week.
And everybody I talked to, they said, wow, this feels early.
All right, 617-779-0985. Some statistics to back up the Patriots' success and to reinforce Jones' take that they will, in fact, win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What they have in common with other recent Super Bowl winners, and The Patriots might be better than you think they've been over the last couple of seasons. Everyone thinks they're great right here in the here and now, in this moment, in the last 5 weeks. There's something that says they've been decent for a year and a half now, going back to the start of the 2020 season. We'll tell you all of this coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think we'll have a little Thanksgiving treat tomorrow, Zoe. A little special guest might be stopping on by. One of our regular people. Someone who comes around every now and again, like once a year. In studio.
Lenny?
He was here recently. He'll be back again.
Lenny?
No. No, but he's always welcome too.
He was a big Poppies tournament this week.
I saw that. Was that bet down in the Dominican?
Yeah, it was down in the place is great.
I don't know that I'd be hugging Big Poppy in the Dominican. You never know when someone's going to jump.
He's one of my guys.
Bang, bang.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's a good point.
Staying away from that guy. I don't know who you roll with down
Lenny
here,
Lenny versus El Abusador.
El Abusador.
That was great. I give it Peter Abraham. He's all oiled up in the living room of it.
Hey! 617-779-0985. I saw Lenny on, was he on, Jimmy Kimmel. He was on Kimmel like within the last month. And Kimmel asked him, I think, two questions, and it filled a 11-minute segment. He just goes.
Lenny. You just put Lenny on
Lenny just goes. Yeah.
It's like when he walks in here.
Yeah. Kimmel was overwhelmed by Lenny a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Breer-esque.
Breer was texting me a minute ago, too. What the hell is he saying?
Breer said, savvy move by the sports.
Yeah, he's been tweeting about
savvy.
About my 2001 comparison.
He was talking about the ESPN thing.
Oh, man in the arena.
Yeah, being on the ESPN Plus is a difficult place to be and
it's
thrive.
Terrible. I wouldn't know how to go get it.
Difficult place to thrive if you want large viewership numbers and you want to justify the money that I'm sure they had to pay to get the series.
You know what you do then?
What?
Put the first three episodes on ESPN this weekend.
Oh, that's a good idea. Little catch up.
Or at least one. Put
something.
One on there.
Yeah.
You're going to be competing with that Beatles thing on Disney Plus.
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Isn't there like some new Beatles thing on Disney Plus? You haven't seen any of the promos for that?
I don't know anything about that, but I like the Beatles.
You haven't seen
that?
Haven't seen any promos for that?
No.
It's all over the place.
No.
Narrated by Chachi LaPrette?
It might be. It might be.
Here are the stats for you, Jones. First of all, would you be surprised to know the Patriots have a better record than 17 other teams since the start of 2020 in the NFL?
Okay. So that puts them...
Since the start of 2020.
Better than 17 puts them right in the top half.
That puts them 14th. That puts them in more than the top half.
So wait a minute. So you're combining last year's seven wins with what they have now. So at 14 wins, they are already better than 17 teams.
They are 14 and 13. By the way, thank you again to Boston Sports Inf on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Love those guys. Mm-hmm. Or guy.
How bad are those other teams? Sub 500.
Right. So listen to this.
Wow. Bad league you got
there. Here are the teams that have a better record than the Patriots since the start of last year. Again, the Patriots are at 14 and 13. 14 and 13 is their record. The teams ahead of them are Green Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo, Tennessee, Baltimore, Tampa, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, the Rams, Cardinals, Indy, Cleveland, Seattle.
Indy's a surprise.
Hey, Indy's way up there, huh? Or did you go? Or you go? Did I have it backwards?
No. Indy is 17 and 10.
Huh?
Over the last two seasons.
See, people forget that Indy had a good year last year because you look at the Wentz effect and did it get off the bad start, him being injured.
Well,
but Rivers was there.
They could have beat Buffalo in that playoff game,
They were two series away from winning that game in Buffalo. You're right. They played better than people gave them credit for in Buffalo. They could have beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah, see, I'm just not a Phillip Rivers guy, so I think I just wrote them off all year last year. But, okay, yeah, so okay, so they're pretty good. So the Patriots are 14th.
14th.
That's better than I would have thought, but then you hear the 14 and 13, and you're like, oh, okay, that's about right. They've been 500-ish the last 2 years.
They were, Miami is 14th, and they're tied with the Patriots at 14 and 13. Mm. Here are the teams below them, obviously. Chargers, Dallas, the Raiders, Minnesota, San Fran, Chicago, Washington, Cincinnati, Denver, Carolina, the whole list. Last is Jacksonville, 3-23. Here's what the I was going to give you the stats on what the Patriots have in common with other teams, and that is teams to hold opponents to 7 points or less in three straight games in a single season since 2010. All right, pretty detailed stat here. Mm-hmm. They've held teams to 7 points or less for three straight games. It is the Pats this year, the 49ers in 2019, they were in the Super Bowl, the Seahawks in 2014, they were in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and the 2010 Packers. Super Bowl teams. That's what you have there.
Was that the year the Packers won?
Defenses that have been capable of doing that.
Because the other two teams lost, right? The Niners got there but lost.
Right.
The Seahawks got there but lost. That's the year they lost to the Patriots, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Was 2010 the year the Packers won? I think it might have been. Because they haven't gotten to another Super Bowl and lost. Mm. So I was just going to say, you know, can the Patriots get there? Sure. Maybe they can get there. The trick is closing the deal against one of those NFC teams. But no, their defense has been quite good. Their defense has been, I mean, now statistically the best defense in the NFL. And, you know, I don't think the rest of the top defenses in the NFL the last handful of years have won it. But, you know, you just referenced the Niners. You can get there. You can get there with that kind of defense. You can go on a run with that kind of defense.
Sean is in Winthrop. What do you think about all this, Sean? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm thinking about with the Patriots defense playing so well, how does that impact Belichick's decision to go for it on fourth down? And reason I'm thinking about it, I feel like Mike Vrabel is really trying to out-coach Belichick, and he might just empty his playbook and start the game with an onside kick or fake punt or all kinds of things. I'm just curious about that aspect of it.
I don't understand why, you know, you would think the defense is so good, that's why you'd go for it on fourth down. I mean, it's really about field position, too.
No, but
Bill's not going to go for it on his own 25 again.
But I get what he's asking. If you trust your defense.
In midfield, it's in play.
If you trust your defense, yep. you're confident to punt and pin a team back,
sure.
like they did early in the Atlanta game.
Yep.
Punt, pin them back, and then play the field position game. Exactly. So I get that.
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's more of a midfield thing, and I think your weapon with Ryan, with Jake Bailey, I almost said Ryan Allen, your weapon with Jake Bailey is such a good weapon to pin teams back inside the 10. You'd love to roll with your defense, put people back inside the 10 to where, you know, with Olszewski's ability to return, to get it at the 50, puts you somewhere around the 40 if he gets a good return. So I think he would rather play those percentages. Pin him back, that's where you crank the defense up.
All right, let's go to headlines here. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back, hour number two on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.